is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 7 through 9. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth. Among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor, together. A great company they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in the straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Our second Old Testament lesson is taken from the Psalms, chapter 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the water courses in the desert. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. Our gospel lesson is taken from Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. As Jesus and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still and said, call him here. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he is calling you. So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, my teacher, let me see again. Jesus said to him, go, your faith has made you well. Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Sometimes it is so hard to get to Jesus. We have good intentions. We want to spend time with him, and we get through the day, and the day gets busier and busier, and by the end of the day, we don't know where the time has gone, and as we say our goodnight prayers, we fall asleep. Sometimes it's very difficult to get to Jesus. And then we come on Sunday morning hoping for a word, hoping to come to Jesus, and we have all good intentions, and then before we get into the pew, someone says something really dumb to us. And instead of entering into worship, we're stewing over that thing. Now, I know that never happens here, but I'm sure in other churches it does. Sometimes it's just very difficult to get to Jesus. And our minds are someplace else, and we so want to be in devotion with him, but it's awfully hard. The man in the story today has that difficulty. He has a very hard time getting to Jesus. His name is Bartimaeus. And Bartimaeus was blind, and according to our reference, it seems like he was not always blind, that at one time he could see. But in those days, there was no such thing as LASIK, no such thing as eye surgery. And there was no help for the blind. There was no braille. There were no computers. Now, if someone cannot have their sight corrected, there are things that help them with seeing. We have a pastor in the Moravian Church who is fully blind. He has a seeing eye dog, and he has a computer with a monitor, with earphones attached so that he can preach with his computer, and the computer can talk to him while he's preaching. Well, they didn't have that back then. And so if you did lose your sight and you were in your working years, the only thing you could do was beg. There was no other occupation for the blind. Not only that, blindness was considered a curse from God. So you not only had the burden of not being able to see, but you were thought of as less than human because somebody, you must have sinned, or somebody in your family must have sinned for you to have this terrible calamity. So you can imagine the burden of the blind to have to be begging on the road and also be looked down upon. So Bartimaeus was in this state. And I don't know how he knew, I guess people, there was excitement around him, but he found out that this man Jesus was in the crowd, and Jesus had a big following around him. And so when he heard that Jesus was around, and maybe he had heard stories about him, he started to shout out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And what did the crowd do? They turned around and said, "Be quiet." Now, I don't think these were bad people. I don't think that they were people that did not like Bartimaeus and did not want him healed, but they were people caught up in the moment. Here was a celebrity, Jesus, and they wanted to have some time with him, and here was this beggar shouting for his attention, and they were embarrassed. I think of the times when there are big things happening in cities, so what do? To prepare? They start ridding the parks of homeless people, because that'd be an embarrassment. Sometimes good people do terrible things. And even in their excitement about seeing Jesus, they don't understand that Jesus is for Bartimaeus. And so they tell him to be quiet. Now, we would never do that, would we? But sometimes we have to be so careful what we say, because we can hurt people and send them out of the church and away from grace. We have to be careful. Some of the people that I've run into here that do not have a church home, have not gone to church, it's not that they were not raised in the faith, but they were so discouraged that they left. Let that not be said of any of us that we prevented someone to not be able to come to Jesus. I love Bartimaeus, and this is the other lesson. Bartimaeus doesn't care how many people tell him to be quiet and go away. Bartimaeus just started yelling even louder, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He wasn't going to be stopped. And that's the other lesson that we learned today, that even when people that are Christians hurt us, that we need to still cling to Jesus. And we can't allow anything to prevent us from coming to Christ. And so he prayed. He said, "Lord, have mercy on me." And what does the Bible say? Jesus stopped in his tracks. Now, you have to know something. Jesus was on a mission. At that point, he knew he was going to the cross. There were great forces in play at this time in Jesus' ministry. But he hears that someone needs mercy, and he stops. And I put before you that there is one prayer that God always answers, and that's the prayer for mercy. Every time we cry out for mercy, God answers. God is there, because the Bible says the mercy of God is from everlasting to everlasting on those who reverence him. If you came in this morning and you said, "I need your mercy," God has been here to listen and to answer you. God always answers that prayer. God's mercies are new every morning. If we cry out for his mercy. So when Bartimaeus said mercy, Jesus said, "What can I do for you?" And I love that part too. Jesus does not say, "I see that you're blind and I know what you need." He asks the question, as he asks of all of us, "What do you want me to do for you?" And Bartimaeus went in full throttle. He didn't say, "I need a job that will help me support my family." He said, "Lord, I need my sight restored." And Jesus answered that prayer. And there's another lesson I learned from this. After he answered the prayer, he said, "Your faith has made you well. Go on your way." He didn't make it conditional. He didn't say, "You have to be my disciple." He didn't say, "I want you to follow me." He said, "Go on your way. Go your way. Your faith has made you well. You have your sight again." And when Bartimaeus' eyes were open, rather than going back to his home for a party, rather than going back to whatever kind of work he had done, what does it say? The word says he followed Jesus on the way. He became a disciple out of gratitude. Can you imagine the witness? Every place Bartimaeus went and said, "I was once blind, but now I see. You see that man I'm following? He's the reason I can see today." And that's why we're disciples. It's not out of compunction. It's not out of duty. It's out of gratitude. Because of God's mercy, because I was able to wake up this morning, because I was able to see the beauty around me, because I have family and friends who love me, because of God's provisions, I'm a disciple, as Bartimaeus was. As we throw ourselves on the mercy of God, and he answers the deepest desires of our hearts, then we in turn come to him and say thank you. That's the lesson of Bartimaeus. What did you come with today? You say, "God, I need your mercy so desperately." If you call out for his mercy, he will answer. He will never turn someone away who's crying out to him. Let us pray. For mercy so great, what return can I make? For mercy so constant and sure, I love him, I'll serve him with all that I am, as long as my life shall endure. Lord, we ask that in your mercy, you would help us to reflect that gracious love of Christ to all whom we meet, that we would help people to come to you, and that when we are experiencing our darkest moments, that we will remember to cry out for your mercy and to follow you always. We ask it in Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand and turn with me to hymn number